Hey, everybody, welcome to our special edition show, our special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, a little show I have titled Rockin' the Desert. This is our Desert Fest show that we did out there in June. Speech Impediment Man, of course, my co-host. A lot of crazy stuff, as you can tell, has already happened. Beer bonging, all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot more ahead. I just wanted to chime in here and let you know that this is a very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We don't do too many shows during the summer because the studio here in Las Vegas, it just gets blazing. And no joke, it's currently 124 degrees outside as I put this show together. But again, it is Rockin' the Desert. We did it out there in Barstow. Let's get back into the show, shall we? So, Speech.
Yes.
What's going on?
Me and Dynamite have been talking while the songs were going on.
What were you talking about?
We think we're going to hook up for a song parody.
Wait a minute. You think you guys are going to hook up?
For a song parody.
Oh, okay.
For a song
parody. I thought
parody.
Maybe that the beer bong thing
Jay.
Went a little too far.
Come on. Who flung the homo test?
You.
You did.
You. I've got it
Let
here.
Let me ask you
I
a
have
question.
It here in my bag. You failed it with 86%.
Do you? How can you fail with 86? That's passing.
That just means you're gay.
You're 80% homosexual.
Yeah, but
that's what the test is.
Jay, answer this question. Do you or do you not own a shirt that says, I eat glue?
No.
You used to.
No.
Oh, I saw you wearing it.
How does that work? What does that have anything
well,
to do with
that? Well, if that doesn't say homo, I don't know what does.
Let's look at what you
oh,
got.
Don't
let's
say
look at what you got
that.
On. Oh, a Viking's hat.
A Viking yeah. hat. What's wrong with that? We rape, pillage, and plunder.
Rape men.
No, rape. Jay.
We got Tom over there working hard. Tom, come here a second. Take a break.
Tom, take a break. You've been working all day and stuff. I think you're just amped up from that rock star you had earlier, man.
Rock star. Drinking a rock star.
He's a rock star.
Go ahead and pick up the mic.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Let's talk about Forbidden Zone.
We're playing tonight.
You are playing tonight. I would hope so. You put this thing on. We didn't make enough room for ourselves. That would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
So the band was created how?
We just sat around, got a bunch of people together, ran ads in a recycler. Linda answered the ad. I made my moves on her, and she's living with me now. How's that?
Kind of like when I try and get dates, I put ads in the recycler, but I never get any responses.
That's because in your ad it usually says, and I chain you to my dungeon.
I think a lot of musicians join bands so they can get laid. But I just had one come to my front door. She
Speech
sang
is,
good. I said, come on in.
Speech's problem is there's a lot of comedians that get laid, but they're not quite sure about a guy in blue tights.
I said,
you know, Spider-Man changed to black. He should change to black. Try a new color. See if it works out.
Well, I may do that. I may do that. In the works, I'm thinking about it. I mean, blue tights for 10 years have been long enough. May change to black.
Hey, Jay. Linda wants to say hi.
Linda's here.
Little
you heard
Linda.
Her on that
Little
song, Blown
Linda.
Away or Blown Over was the name of the song that we played from
she
their CD.
She is so shy. You can't tell on the CD,
she
but
can't
here
be,
she is.
She
listen
can't be
to her.
Shy
listen,
and be in
like
the business.
She's like a shy little girl. Here she is.
Hi.
Wow. No need to be shy, honey. This is a crazy Jay show.
The problem is that
we're
she's sitting so close
here.
To you and you're covering her with spit. I told you, don't get so close to the mic. You'll short that fucking thing out.
I just want to make my guest feel at home.
Please don't hit on her. Her man is right next to her. Please
no.
refrain.
Hey, your fiance might be listening to this.
Well, what she doesn't know.
And I'd like to point out she is also not applying for your charitable fuck later tonight.
So, Linda, what's up with the name Forbidden Zone?
Well, years ago I wrote a song called Highway to the Forbidden Zone, and I thought Forbidden Zone would be a great name for a band.
Okay, I'll buy that explanation. I was thinking more of back in the Planet of the Apes day, they had the Forbidden Zone, but I guess
the references you don't go back. I'll never understand.
See, I'm a very deep and complicated individual, which you probably know, and many girls like that quality in a man.
Oh.
That, and I really wear underwear.
And slight retardation is also a big turn-on for many women as well.
I've never had any problem. A charity fuck is always okay with me.
Charity fuck. This is high-tech equipment.
Jay, how long have you been doing this?
Well, with this board, about, 45 minutes.
Okay.
How long have you been talking, Speech? Hooked on phonics, worked for me. Come on.
Tongue of a kimono dragon. My tongue got it in the way.
That makes no sense at all.
Well, kind of like this show.
Yeah, exactly. Every time he's on, my ratings drop dramatically.
Then why do you keep asking me back?
I don't. You just show up.
I'm not.
You're like, oh, I heard you're doing a radio show out in the middle of the desert. That ought to be fun. I'm going to fly in from Nashville and fucking ruin it.
Oh, JJ.
First thing we do when we get off on Highway 247, he's like, where's that slash X? Didn't even set up camp. Spent 9 hours over at that bar yesterday.
Well, I had to do...
He was their only customer.
I had to do some research for this show, Jay.
The same research that you're doing now?
Yes. Yes. It's very complicated.
Explain.
I have a lot of demons in my mind that I have to work out.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and beer seems...
Give us an example. What demons do you fight?
Comedy, comedian, demon.
What?
Know.
Wait. What did
I'm
you just fucking
out
say?
My own
Let
demon.
Me pull out my speech impediment man dictionary and try to figure out what the fuck word that was.
What?
Exactly. You don't even know.
I'm working out my demons. I'm in therapy right now, and beer is the only thing that seems.
Hey, speaking of beer. I'm sitting here looking at that. You got one beer in your hand and one under your armpit. I think the one under your armpit is getting hotter than shit. You better start drinking a little faster there.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've never seen that, but that's
like
pretty cool. Beer holder time. There.
There you go.
Give it to your buddy. He'll drink it. Put it on ice.
Putting it in the ice bucket.
We have a bucket of ice. Cold.
You're the man.
But we're having a good time.
Well,
Heineken.
Tom, congratulations for, carrying the torch, keeping the fest alive.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, Tom,
it's a lot of fun.
Did a very good job.
It's going into like 20 years that this has been around.
Yeah, the cheese, they're the guys, man.
Hey, speaking of the cheese, where's Mark? We need Mark.
Mark's over there on the rocks over there. We need Mark over here.
Mark.
He's an icon, man.
He is an icon.
The icon of the cheese.
Icon of head cheese, now of Monkey's uncle.
I'm going to go plug in some cables and stuff.
The brain thrust of
Mark, you can take my seat.
The founder of the Desert Fest.
That's right.
Yeah, look out for the dog.
Mark almost stepped in
dog
shit.
Are there beers out here?
There's beers.
Oh, picture time. Here you go.
Picture time.
I was hoping I'd get speeches, Mike, because it has more drool on it.
One, two, three.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right, so anyway.
Hey, Jay, the great thing about this is when there's dead air, there's the generator.
Right. That's awesome.
I believe it's in G flat.
That's why G-flat. We brought the generator out here.
No, the first fest was in 1988, actually, in Adelanto, California. And then we moved to a place over 30, 40 miles from here on the other side of the 15 off Wild Wash Road. The Rangers were not... let me have some beer there. Thank you.
Mm.
Nice and warm, like I like it.
Give them a cold one.
The Rangers were not really thrilled with our presence. But one kind ranger recommended this place, and that was back in 1993. Steve, the King Dick, Roach, who everybody knows and loves, came out, and we came out here one day and checked it out and saw the Mars-like Twilight Zone lunar landscape and thought it was cool. And
it's very Hills Have Eyes-ish now, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's what it feels like.
And if you've ever been here first or stayed here last, and you're the last man around or the first man around, it's kind of damn spooky.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And now you're in Monkey's Uncle,
who, yes, sir,
is not performing at the fest.
No, we are strictly here as observers.
Finally, you don't have to work it.
No.
And how does that feel?
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
We got some partial cheese, though, coming up called Half Cheese.
Half Cheese?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So half of Forbidden Zone and half of cheese. We're going to do some cheese songs.
That'd be good.
Yeah, or you can call it Forbidden Cheese. Or Head Zone.
Head Zone is good.
Think of a few more real quick.
I like Twisted Nipples. What do you think?
Twisted Nipples.
Yeah.
But your request is my demand. Okay. But anything else, Jay?
Do you have have you had a favorite fest so far, like the one that stands out the most?
Probably the first one here. Probably the first one you were at. The
1984 one,
because it was really, I don't know, you know, how explicit we can get here, but
you can get
a lot of crazy shit happened.
Like. Nobody's listening.
It was a lot of nudity.
Let me ask.
Some psychedelic drugs involved, I believe.
Do you have any head cheese groupies?
Yeah.
So
I see it creeping down your leg.
So, is it safe to say that you have banged many of chicks after your show?
No.
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 It's not safe.
Are you open that now there'll be some Monkey Uncle's chicks?
Out here in the desert?
Well, you never know. I mean, we could go down to the Slathex bar after the show.
Who's driving, my friend?
We'll find some.
I'm pretty well parked out here for
Dino Mike, your
thanks
girlfriend's
for the offer, though.
Not drinking.
Because if there's anybody that's a chick magnet, it's this
Dino Mike's there not really drinking either, so he could take you, too.
There you go.
Yeah. And he's got a
Now, Mark, can I ask, this guy over here in the thing, he is scaring the fuck out of me. He's giving me the look like,
you know what?
I'm going to kick your ass, motherfucker.
If you want to separate, you know, the 7 degrees of separation and all that kind of shit stuff.
Yeah.
This guy's why we're all here, because he got me, he was in my very first band.
What was that called?
I can't tell you.
What, is it like a government secret here?
We haven't been permission yet to release the material.
Did you guys have any groupies?
No.
No?
No.
You guys are...
we went to Taco Bell a lot.
You're kind of a loser, aren't you? I mean, most guys get...
All right, let's put it this way.
A band to get laid.
Most of our...
Do you want to borrow my blue tie?
Maybe I need to.
Maybe that would help.
I want to do like a Hell's Angel thing to him, though. And run him through like motor oil and stomp on the dirt and get him all dirty.
There you go.
There's nothing funnier when a retard calls somebody else a loser.
Well, you know.
No, we have all kinds of old fat guys love us for some reason.
Old fat guy? You're a fucking homo. Get away from me, man. Dude, man, fuck. What's going on here?
Give me a break. I don't try to knock the sailor's cocks out of your mouth when you're trying to work.
Mark, I see you in a...
Good to see you, though. It really is.
In a different light. Kind of wish I didn't know you now. But no, you guys have some good music, so... But not to be rude, why don't you... leave right now and take that crazy tobacco away. I mean, no, it's been nice seeing you.
I still have a mic.
You what?
No, I'm glad to see. It's been how many years?
It's been
since the Vegas tour.
What?
Just ask him what year
it is. I was here, for 3 years ago? No. We used to do.
I can tell a little story about this man.
The time.
Here, we'll turn.
He was trying to pick up gangster rappers, ladies.
Gangster rapper there. We used to do Honest John's when, remember they had the dancers that
I remember you asking some of the brothers if you would hook them up with their ladies. And I'm saying that very politely. That's like the censored version of...
I don't even think he said the word charitable fuck then. I think
right.
It was just...
Right.
No, he just it was a plea. He said, can one of you brothers... Well, I'll let you fill in the blank.
I used to tell the girl that, say, you know how big your brother's dick is? My tongue's that big. And I can make you see God.
How do you stack up the G. Simmons?
I don't know.
This is digressing.
No. I'm yeah. Right,
maybe how about more
what
Desert Fest stories?
Yeah, it gets stranger and stranger with every beer he takes.
Jay, how about that rock up there? Do you recall Wayne up there doing the striptease?
The new Daredevil, which we could have tonight. My brother apparently has been waiting to streak for quite some time.
His sister got nude as well, I believe.
Yes, his sister did get nude up there.
There was lots of nudity that year.
I don't advise really anybody getting naked up there because it's known as Manwich Mountain, so it's, you know.
Well, the loser boy's not here, and... Well, we're not going to go into the physics of all this.
What's up with that? It doesn't feel home without him shitting on that rock.
Our friend Paul Zuniga could tell us that
Paul
better. Where is he?
Maybe we could get Mean Fuck to go shit up.
Mean
there.
Fuck.
What do you think?
Come on over.
Come on over. He's just going to sit over there and give me the finger and fucking...
I've had just enough to drink
like
to do this.
Kick your ass after the
I
show.
Feel like we're at like a big sporting event, you know, kind of like those sports guys.
Yeah.
I could see you guys doing golf together, you know, announcing golf.
So, Mark is on the first tee. Everyone be quiet.
What the hell?
It's in the hole.
He should announce golf.
He should.
Oh, now the angry fuck's over here. Get the hell away from me. Fuck.
Speech impediment. Man.
So, Mark, what songs are we going to hear tonight?
Head cheese songs?
We'll hear
some White Trash. We'll hear some Pullover Joe.
How about
we'll hear some Bone in Your Body.
Every bone in your body?
I hate every bone.
In your body. Now, I want to say one thing to the whole audience. Before me and Jay on the way up here in the van, we had a conversation about your song, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, when Dennis Hopper said, fuck Heineken, drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Fuck that shit.
I said it was from the movie Blue Velvet.
We're quoting.
And Jay said either Easy Rider. Now, what movie was it from, Mark?
That would be Blue Velvet, sir. See? You win that prize.
Jay, I know everything. Get that G string out
Mark,
of the...
Mark, I have this question for you. How does it feel to be interviewed by Elmer Fudd?
That's helpful.
Yeah. smoke some.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the crazy man.
You know, honey, we've been sitting at this bar for 30 or 45 minutes now, and if we got any intention of hitting that hour mark, there's some answers to some questions I'm going to need to know.
Do you want to do something that rhymes with truck? You want to do something that rhymes with duck? You want to do something that rhymes with my best friend? His name's Chuck. Do you want to do something that rhymes with truck? Sit on something that rhymes with stick. You wanna sit on something that rhymes with brick. You wanna sit on something that rhymes with my old horse. His name is Flick. Do you wanna sit on something that rhymes with stick? Oh, if you don't want to, I completely understand. Oh, it's plain to see I'll never be. Never be your man. Well, I'll go home all alone, and I'll climb up in my loft, and I'll do something that rhymes with Jack and all. There is nothing that rhymes with Jack and all.
What?
of a police car. A life of crime was not the life of me. I guess I learned my lesson. Next time I won't be messing with someone else's property. All ass, get the hell right out of here. All ass, start stepping, get to your all ass. Get it played from your all ass. Don't you worry, don't you fear, all ass.
Get all ass. she's fly. She's a temporary lesbian, and I love her. What can she say? Just don't ever call her gay. She's a temporary lesbian, and I love her.
There they are, the uninvited here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are at Desert Fest 2007. We are in search for people that can burp on cue. We are doing a belch contest. We need men. We need women.
Oh, that's a winner right there. What? Right there. The so far.
Oh. That was pretty good.
I think that one topped that one.
You're a terrible
Jane
judge.
What? Jane?
Who's next? Who's
we
next?
You got anyone? Linda from Fervetin. Do you burp? No?
She can barely talk on a mic. You think she's going to belch
well,
for you?
See them and bands here?
There you go. Wait a minute. There's a mic one. Over there. I do not want to smell every single burp that comes. It's over there. That's the mic you need to use. Does it smell like tuna? It smells like ass is what it smells like. It's kind of tasting like when I drank out of my shoe here about 6 years ago. That was fucking gross. What was I thinking? Here, Jay, drink out of your shoe. All right, that's great.
Don't forget the ice.
Not good.
Jay, how do you know what ass smells like?
I think we all have a pretty good idea what ass smells like. I'm sitting next to you, and I'm getting the whiff of the wind. That smells like ass.
Oh. I thought you just admitted you are homo. Homo, homo. Homo. Homo, homo.
I will pull that tape out and we'll play it where you know, lost the test.
With 86%.
86% of you is homosexual.
Bye.
I'm
the rest,
bi.
The other part is bi.
There you go.
The 86 other percent is homosexual.
Well, you know, being homosexual makes you, your odds of getting laid double.
No, your odds of getting laid doubled as if you're bisexual, because then it doesn't matter. It's one gender, you get one shot. If you got two choices, you get double chance. You always have a date when you're bi. The uninvited said it.
That's right.
So we need some more belches. We need some...
We need some women for the red t-shirt contest.
We need women who are going to come up and fart into the microphone as well.
Well, fart. Show us your tits.
I forgot the beat.
Something, whatever you think would hold our attention.
Actually, if we can just get a girl to come up and be really obscene, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but I've seen everything she can do, and it doesn't... It doesn't demand an encore.
Just whisper sweet.
And she's disqualified because she didn't bring knee pads. Last night she was like, I would do it, guys, but the sand's really hot and I forgot my knee pads. So.
Likely story.
That's how she got the sunburn on her back. It's not because she was laying out in the sun. It's because she was on the sand helping out the gentleman here last night.
Yeah.
She knows all of those guys by first and last name.
Well...
Well, whatever.
Did we or did we not see you behind Walmart with your knee pads down, smoking a cigarette?
It was Saturday night speech. It was in front of Walmart. Sunday night, she's behind Walmart.
Come on.
I get more business on Saturday
night than Sunday. Trying to earn an extra buck. Keeping up the morale of America.
The Walmart employees.
There you go. Someone's got to do it.
Is that it? Is that it for the people that are going to belch for us?
Belching?
Belching?
Taking your top off? Whatever you want to do.
Speech, I will pay you to leave your shirt on. How does that sound?
Well, most of the chicks here are just pissed off because my tits are bigger than theirs.
But not as hairy.
Well, but they're supple. Nice, big, and supple. With big areolas. What do you think about that, Paul the Carpenter?
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. And maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me, show them to me. Unclasp your bra, set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby, I'm sure you'll agree. If you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, your one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me, show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your clothes, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. But number one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me, show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your wreck, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good and it'll give me wood, and we'll make history. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country, yeah, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Been on the job site and just got a
Mike,
woody.
Can you come up to the mic because we won't hear you?
Yeah. Paul the Carpenter, would you like to be
What are you calling him?
Paul the Carpenter. You're a carpenter, aren't you? See, I know. I know these things, Jay. I do show research. With you,
no, I know he's a carpenter. I just couldn't understand what the fuck you were saying.
Paul the carpenter.
That's all.
He's saying the carpenter. Right.
Oh, okay. Now you mean that was fine.
Well, wait, what,
the, what the fuck was that? Mike? I don't know. What the hell is going on
now,
with you?
Now, Paul, you're a manly man, aren't you?
Kind of.
You drink Coors Light. You're not like one of those pussy Mike the lemonade drinkers.
Hell no.
That's right. Now, have you ever been on the job site and just, I don't know, got a Woody? Be honest. Be honest.
Why do you want to know that? And you just called me a homo. And you're asking Paul if he's ever gotten hard at his job site. Well, oh, God, mixing the cement makes me so horny. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All it takes is for the wind to blow just right. And get hard.
No, I want to know these things.
That's the scary part, is that you want to know.
There's a lot of girls in the construction field.
No, I did want to know.
There's actually a pink shitter box for them.
There you go.
They don't even go in the guy's crapper box. They have a pink one just for them.
I just want to know their.
Have you ever seen a girl electrician or even a plumber bending down under the sink, showing more crack than a guy?
Now, is it a requirement to have plumber's crack to be a plumber?
I think that it is a requirement to have plumber's crack to be a plumber.
Just like to be a carpenter, you have to drink Coors Light and not Mike Hart's lemonade. Right? I wasn't asking you, Rhonda. Rhonda, get up here. Get up here. Talk to on the mic.
Plumber's crack when it's a man. It's butt cleavage when it's a female.
That's the difference between fart and queef.
There you go. Now, but we rather see boobage cleavage over butt cleavage. Wouldn't you rather see boobage cleavage?
Can you tell the difference between a queef and a fart?
A queef and no.
Speech. Well, you have. Well,
if the wind blows right, my dick's hard. I'm with my man here.
That's right.
Hey, Speech. Well, we have this captive audience. Why don't you talk about the geyser?
The guy. Well, this is a very interesting subject. One time, me and my roommate, we had a bet on. We could go to Loeffler's in Anaheim and pick up a girl. Loeffler's, which used to be the Loose Moose off Catella. And needless to say, my roommate wasn't picking any girls up. And it was getting kind of late, and I've had a few. Yeah, which I know is hard
to believe.
Which
is like 24.
Yeah. And this girl comes in, and I face it, she was a pig. But,
a pig.
But, you know, I'm old enough, and I realize my limitations. Every once in a while, we gotta harpoon a pig. It's gotta be done. Well, this is true. So I took her to my house, and I hogtied her.
What he frequently calls the pigsty.
The pigsty. Hogtied her at the pigsty, and proceeded to mount her. And
I like how sometimes you clean up the story, but yet you still get vulgar.
I'm a manly man, and we are not afraid to be pigs. And say shit. Are you right, Paul the Carpenter? See, he's with me. Oink, oink. But anyways, I was doing her, and I was on top of her, and I automatically felt this downpour coming down. And I thought it was raining in my apartment. But I go, wait a minute, it's August. It doesn't rain in August in California, as we all know. And it didn't take me long to understand she was There's no easy way to put this. She was coming. She was spooing all over the place. Shooting straight up. And I was saying, can you, like, turn that shit off? You're, like, getting my bed red. And yeah. So, I proceeded to how it, well, I'll be graphic, pull out. And it was like a motherfucking hose all over my room. Yeah. And I was looking around for a fucking sock or something to stop it up. But needless to say,
you missed part of the story because you said you were 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers.
2, 3, 4, 5 fingers. I will admit that after having a few, I've had, how we say, whiskey dick. So I went to plan B.
Whiskey dick is when you get your dick stuck in the whiskey bottle. That's all it is.
Either that or have too much whiskey, one of those, I don't know.
But in your case, it's because you got your dick stuck in the bottle.
So I proceeded to go, wait, what's the question, Rhonda? What? Then you go to plan B, which is what I did, which is...
use the whiskey bottle.
Like she's on top and nothing's going on here and stuff. Yeah, if you're going to ask questions, please get on the mic.
The hearing impaired people can't hear you.
This works.
You don't...
It works.
Yay, what's
I promise to keep my lips shut and with the super glue. And the
super glue. Oh.
Too late.
Well, to continue on.
To continue on.
But I do have the tongue of a kimono dragon.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Back to the story.
But I proceeded to, how I say, use my fingers in a graphic way, which I don't want to be too graphic, but I turned her into a bowling ball.
Two in the pink, one in the stink speech. That's all you got to say.
Shocked her, baby.
That's all you got to say.
And too much information? Yeah, but this is a tethered set. People want to know this stuff. They need to learn. I mean, you're not uptight about sex, are you? Or limited?
I do want to point out again, ladies, that Speech has volunteered to be your charitable fuck this weekend at Desert Fest. So yes. If you are looking to get laid,
yes.
Speech does suffer from whiskey dick. He's hung like a tic-tac, unfortunately. And for all you special ladies, he'll give you a bag of Fritos.
Well,
Speech impediment man, the only man I know kicked out of a strip club in Las Vegas because they had Cheetos on the table, or Fritos, on a bowl in the table.
Wait a minute, come up here, Yankee man. You have a story. Come up here, Yankee man.
He got kicked out of the strip club because he put a Frito in one of the dancers' G-strings and said, I'm sorry, you just looked hungry.
Are you just sitting back there, Yankee man? Are you embarrassed because the Yankees suck this year? Only 1 year. Yeah. You know what? I thought I would never say this, but the Red Sox has won a title lately since the Yankees have.
We'll be back with more sports talk right after this on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Go Boston! David Ortiz!
Padres!
Fuck, okay. Steve Garvey.
This next song is a personal request from Speech Impediment Man. He asked to hear this one. It's in the mood of rocking and rolling all night long. Speech thought all of you guys would enjoy to hear this song, so here it is for you now.
You show us everything you've got. You keep dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. You keep saying you'll be mine for a while. Looking fancy and I like your style. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You show us everything you've got. And made the baby, that's quite a lot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day, I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day, I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day, I want to rock and roll all night. And party every day.
Having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.